I guess I'll start when Steve came to ask me to speak here today. I was taken a little off guard, actually, for two reasons. First, he didn't actually ask. He walked in and said, "I'm here to tell you that you're going to be my keynote speaker." I'm like, sure, I can do that. All right. I mean, what do you tell the guy that does everything for our local veterans? You don't. You shut your pie hole and you do what he asks, because that man deserves more appreciation than I'm capable of giving him for everything he does. As my brain got over the shock and began to reason, I came up with my second dilemma. Why me? I'm nobody special. In fact, I'm usually the first guy in town that will let my mouth get me in all kinds of trouble. For any of you that know me, you know that I seldom hold back what's on my mind. So I cautiously asked Steve what he thought I should talk about. So he said, "Just talk about whatever Memorial Day means to me." And he suggested coming out here to the cemetery and sitting down and just kind of jotting down whatever comes over my mind. Well, that part was easy. I've always got all kinds of stuff on my mind, and I'm more than happy to write it down. The hard part was getting all of that jumbled mess into a message. A message that I could deliver to everybody. Apparently, the longer you're in the infantry, the harder and harder it is. The curse words are to avoid. So, after my umpteenth attempt, here's what I got, okay? I hope it honors those that we're here to remember, and I hope it doesn't let Steve down. So, there's really no way around it, folks. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's been quite the last year or so, hasn't it? I can't express in words how good it is to see all of your faces again out here, even if they're not smiling, but at least they're not required to be behind a mask anymore. Way back when I was in school, we were taught that a country that loses track of its history is doomed to repeat that history and destined for failure. That's why we were taught history classes about the Revolutionary War and the Civil War and all the wars represented by these fine men in front of us here today. In light of the recent events over the last 2 years, such as protesting and tearing down statues, history books disappearing from our schools and being rewritten by college professors, I can't help but wonder what would actually happen to our country if we lost track of what it took to make that country. What would become of any country that didn't honor those that sacrificed everything for it? Would there ever be a next generation to care for America? Could we be the last free generation? Not on my watch. Outside of my military service, I can't remember a time in my life when it's been more important to remember the sacrifices made by our fallen soldiers than it is today. In fact, that was kind of what kept running through my head when I heard the Memorial Day ceremony was canceled last year. I kept asking myself over and over, if not now, when? When could a message about honor and personal courage and self-sacrifice be more important, if not today? At that time, as I looked around the town of Atlantic, I saw more of my fellow community members living in fear from an unknown threat than I expected. The fear of the unknown is always the worst fear, right? The fear of not knowing whether the virus was airborne or how it spread, the fear of not knowing fatality rates of particular age groups, fears of previous medical conditions. But what made matters worse, it seemed that every storefront we walked into, every TV station, every radio station was broadcasting fear. That we had daily infection rates and daily COVID-related death counts in each county. Even the churches who were supposed to be spreading faith in God in our time of need seemed to be overcome by fear as they shut down. Whether that be fear of the pandemic itself, fear of spreading it to our elderly, or fear of retaliation by the government. I did my best to process all of this. And through all of my thinking, there was a little voice inside of my head that said, "Do something, anything." And you know what I did about all of it? Absolutely nothing. I did not stand up and organize a ceremony for anyone willing to come out for their houses. I did not stand up to honor these great men and women. I did not stand up for freedom and liberty. I did not do any of the things that I knew to be right. And for that, I am truly ashamed. As I look back on that year, I tell myself that is what happens when we forget how we got here. That is is what happens when we stop appreciating these heroic men and women for their sacrifice. The day that we fail to remember the enormous cost it took to make America free is the day that we are at risk of losing everything that makes America great. We must never forget that freedom isn't free. It had to be paid with the blood of men and women, like those we are here to remember today. From husbands and fathers that will never again walk through the front door to see his family after a long day of work. The wives and mothers who will never again get to smell fresh flowers just because we love you. Aunts and uncles who will never again show up to Christmas dinner to tell those questionably appropriate jokes. The brothers and sisters will never again be able to stand up for their siblings when they get picked on. And the sons and daughters that mom and dad were hoping to have that coming home ceremony for. If we forget the cost of freedom, all that we have will be lost. And everything that these heroic men and women sacrificed everything for will be gone. We cannot allow this to happen. So, lo and behold, here we are, a year later. God has blessed me with the opportunity to correct my mistake. I have been given a second chance to say what I thought needed to be said. Only in a country as great as ours is this possible. As we move forward this year and begin reestablishing our lives, let us remember that there were many who came before us who were afraid. Let us overcome that fear. We all have fear. Whether we choose to be courageous and override that fear is the true test. These honorable men and women that we are here to remember today chose to have the courage to override their fear. Let us remember that when we begin trading a little liberty here, a little freedom here, for the illusion of safety, we're actually trading everything that these men earned for us. I say that we owe these great men and women more than that. We owe them not only for their sacrifice, but by doing our best to live like Americans worth dying for. I say that we need to remember that not just on Memorial Day. We need to remember that every day. So, while you're at your barbecues and your family vacations, let's take a respectful minute to remind everyone why we have this three-day Memorial weekend. If we're spending time with our families, let's take a little time and remind them what Memorial Day is all about. Before all the statues are knocked down and there aren't any history books left to read. That is what Memorial Day means to me. God bless these soldiers and the families they left behind for us. God bless the free America.